Discover why seeking and learning are keys to success in business and in seeking God with Mergon CEO, Pieter Fore.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
So my name is Pieter Fore. I'm the CEO of the Mergon Group. And at Mergon, our mission is to be catalysts for kingdom impact. We do this by investing and building businesses that make a positive contribution in society. We then use the proceeds and the profits from these businesses to be a resource partner for various ministries operating across Africa, in South Africa, Africa, and into the Middle East. And then we also develop tools and collaborative platforms where people who share a passion for the kingdom and for investing in the not-for-profit space can come together and be inspired and equipped for greater impact. At Mergon, I have the privilege to lead a team of leaders who are equally passionate about what we do. It's an amazing team, and together with our colleagues, we really try and discern what God's purpose is for Mergon and how God wants us to steward the resources that is entrusted into Mergon's hands. We often refer to ourselves as stewards in amazement as we look at what God is doing in and through Mergon. I started off my career in professional services, never really thinking that I would go into business or be in private business. And around 2005, I really felt this stirring to move into a more entrepreneurial environment. It felt as though God's asking me to give him space to do the unexpected in my life. Before I knew, I ended up with working at Infotech, joining François van Niekerk, founder of Mergon, in one of the subsidiary businesses. And it was only after I joined Infotech that I got to know a bit more about Mergon and the kingdom mission that Mergon holds. And that really grabbed my heart. As much as I enjoyed being in business and loved the transactions that I was involved with, the mission of Mergon really struck close to my heart as well. And so I immediately had the opportunity to get a bit closer and working with François on some of the Mergon-related stuff. And about a couple of years later, around 2007, François asked me, "Pieter, what do you want to do?" And I thought a little bit and I said, "François, I want to start my own investment company." That was quite a brash, I guess, a little bit naive statement, but François graciously agreed to support me in this, and we actually started this little business. But it wasn't long before I started realizing that God had was asking me a question. I kept feeling this sense that God asking me, "Pieter, why did I bring you here? Was it really to start your own thing, or was it to come and serve and to be a steward of something that I had already established and that I was already building?" And so after wrestling with this question for a little bit, I went to François and I submitted this to him. And I guess that was a crucial moment to establish me in the journey with François. From there, I was part of the conceptualization of what then became the new Mergon Group. And I guess the rest is history. I see my job as a calling because this is something that I know in my heart that God has entrusted to me. God has given me the opportunity, the talent, the skills, everything to do this job. And so there's an expectation in his heart that I believe that I must do this to his glory. When I think of my job, I think of myself as a steward. I'm looking after something that God has entrusted into my hands. And I ask myself two questions. What has God entrusted to me? And secondly, how do I steward that to his glory? As a CEO of a business, it's so much more than just the funds and the resources that we need to look after. It's the people that is brought into Mergon. It's the business relationships that is given Mergon and the relationships with the investment and ministry partners that we have. For all of these, I, together with my colleagues, stand to be accountable to God. The question then becomes, how do we steward these relationships, and how do we steward these things that God has entrusted to us? How do we engage with the broader business community? Do we come with humble confidence, or do we come with a brash arrogance? These are all questions we have to ask ourselves as we walk this journey of walking in this calling that God has entrusted to us. So I'm often reminded of that scripture in Matthew 5 where God says, let us shine our light before people so that as we do this, they will see how we live and they will give glory to God. Can we, through our stewardship, give glory to God? That is the question that I often ask myself. And ultimately, I believe it's part of every one of our calling to live out our work and all the opportunities that we are given in such a way that it brings glory to God. So on this journey, a passage of scripture that I often refer to and often encourages me is Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, and specifically verse 23. At the end of this passage, the master says, the servant presents what he has done over a long time. He presents it to the master, and the master says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little, and you will be entrusted with much. Enter into my joy. And that is for me just such an amazing, encouraging scripture for a few reasons. If I'm faithful, there will be that moment one day where I enter into that the presence of God and I hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. I can only imagine what that will be like. Second thing that actually also really encourages me from that and it takes the pressure off is that he didn't say, well done, good and successful servant. Success is not always in our hands, but we can be faithful through the ups and the downs, through the difficult moments, through the challenging times, we can be faithful. And it's so great to know that that is what God wants to commend us for one day. And then the third thing is this thing about entering into his joy. Just this knowledge that as we are being good stewards of what God has entrusted to us, it brings joy to God. And it's definitely something, I guess, over the last year or so with COVID that I've started reminding myself more of, that I need to find the joy in stewardship. And because that is what God gets for when he sees us doing these things as unto him. It fills him with joy. And it just makes me feel like I can stay the course no matter what. It's important for me as a CEO to always keep seeking God. At Mergon, we've never really felt that God has given us this hilltop vision that we could see from a long way off. It has much more been a journey of God's guidance being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We often speak at Mergon about God's unfolding purpose for Mergon. It's like he just reveals enough for the next season, and we then need to step into that. We need to grow into what that means. We need to learn the things that we need to learn as an organization. Just when we think we're there and we're filled that space, it's like God then says, okay, you guys are ready for the next step or the next season along the way. So for me, it's always been important to just keep seeking God and keep submitting what we're busy with to him and what each step of the next season looks like to him. I think as leaders, if we stop seeking God, we will start to live in the past and we will start to live from practical wisdom and we will no longer be submitted to God. I think it's so important as we stay connected to God, it's like the Holy Spirit gives us that fresh manna for every day. It feels like I'm continuously learning. It feels like every day is a new day, every challenge is a new challenge. I never feel like I've quite got things figured out entirely, which I guess is a good place to be. But over the years, what has really helped me grow as a leader has been mentors and also peer leaders that I've journeyed with. Insofar as mentors go, Francois van Niekerk, the founder of Mergon, has been instrumental in my journey. Today, I look back on that and it really shaped the way I think about business, about money, about so many other things, about culture and organization building. But there's also been other leaders over the years that God has just placed in my life, feeling like it was just at the right time, at the right season. And then there's also been some advisors that have come alongside us. And it's always amazed me how people who've got years and years of experience are willing to share that experience if we're willing to listen and ask. And so I'm so blessed to have had amazing peer leaders in my life. And we could hold each other accountable on this journey, ask each other those questions that we need to ask each other, and also speak into each other's lives. We so often think that all our learning should be around how to be a better CEO, but But there's a lot of learning that needs to happen around other areas of our life. And as we grow in those, often it just makes us more rounded people who can lead better at business. One of the things that's really special for me at Mergon is that we also have an organizational culture of seeking God. This starts for us with a Monday morning prayer meeting, which is really the engine room of Mergon. And we also take a little bit of time to just hear how it's going with each other so that we can connect and pray for each other at a personal level. We've seen some amazing testimonies come from these prayer meetings. Additional to that, we have this thing that we call shareholder decisions. The way we see it is the kingdom is the beneficiary of Mergon. And so we say, well, for us, God is the beneficiary of what we're doing at Mergon. And so we ask ourselves, if we had the shareholder sitting in the meeting room with us, what decisions would we probably want to turn to the shareholder and ask him for his input? Some of those decisions we probably wouldn't continue until we know that we've heard his voice on it. And so that's something that we've developed over the years at Mergon, to say to ourselves, when we're making big decisions, someone might put up their hand and say, hey, I think this is a shareholder decision. It's always a little bit uncomfortable for us as entrepreneurs because we want to get out there and get moving and get stuff done. But it's those moments where we need to actually say, hey, we're going to just slow down for a while and say, we're going to submit this to God and we're going to wait until he gives us an answer. Every time, after some time of prayer and submitting this to some close people around us, we would be amazed to see how a clear answer start forming. The wonderful thing about having these sort of moments and having this culture of corporate prayer, I guess, is that we actually create a place where it's not only the CEO and the leadership team that can hear from God. Everyone can hear from God. We can share testimonies of where someone in our foundation team has a sense or a concern or something about something we're doing in the investment side and comes and shares that with us and says, listen, I prayed over this and this is my sense about this. And we take it on board, and it's actually at times influenced our decisions. This culture of prayer really opens up the space for everyone to be part and everyone to hear from God and journey with us as we seek to be on this, be these catalysts for kingdom impact.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to hear more conversations on the topic of redemptive business in Africa, visit Ziwani's website at ziwani.com.